This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, just calm down, please. My gosh, you people sure know how to get your panties all up in a bunch. Just calm down. All right. I had written an article discussing how the legalization of marijuana might have led to these epidemics of STDs. I talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday. And then I also said maybe also all these foodborne illnesses, right? And all the other issues that we're seeing. And I was going to take it a step further. Many of these overdoses and suicides that are going up. Well, boy, did people get all grumpy and offended. And guys, remember, I voted to legalize marijuana, okay? I'm one of you. All right? I wanted the legalization of marijuana. Why? Because I wanted to study it. Not me personally, but I wanted it studied. I didn't also want our cops taxed with dealing with marijuana. I'd rather they deal with more serious crimes. So I'm like, let's legalize it. Legalize it slowly, right? You know, don't just let the teenagers get access to it and, you know, make sure we legalize it once we have a means to check people on the road, right, and evaluate for, you know, intoxication. But, yeah, let's legalize it, study it. But the funny thing is, and the one thing I noticed is the states where you have more liberal marijuana laws appear to have a rise in STDs. Now, the CDC had a source showing a rise in gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis cases, and it just went exponential starting in this decade, like 2010 on. Now, the CDC reported nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2017. 2.3 million cases, according to preliminary data. Now, what about the people that don't go and get treated or they grab their friend's Z-Pak and self-treat? But they say nearly 2.3 million cases were reported. This is according to the CDC, and it surpassed the previous record set in 2016 by more than 200,000 cases and marked the fourth consecutive year of sharp increases in these sexually transmitted diseases. Fourth consecutive year of sharp increases. Now, yesterday I had talked about the rising HIV cases going on in Eastern Europe. I guess they had another 160,000 HIV cases. Eastern Europe is starting to develop legalized marijuana, or relaxations in marijuana use. And so how is it related? Well, there may be a complacency to running and getting the condom. You know, it's funny. The picture I found for the article, it's a lady who looks like she's lying on the couch. She's dressed, but she just looks chill and out of it. Doesn't look like somebody who would say, hold the phone, let's stop everything, get a condom, or run down to the store and get one. So backgroundchecks.org released a graphic displaying STD rates by state. New Mexico seemed high. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alaska seemed high. You saw some heaviness in California, Nevada, Arizona. Well, what we see on the state cannabis programs, there's a map outlining states and their marijuana, whether it's comprehensive or medical use. Alaska, Nevada, California, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Louisiana. you're starting to see some similarities. Am I right or am I right? Now, cannabis use, again, something I am dying for us to have more studies on to see how we could use it to treat anxiety, more seizure data I'd like to see because this Epidiolex is groundbreaking in terms of helping people with Dravet syndrome and some pretty severe seizures. But if it decreases anxiety, makes you chill, decreases motivation, how motivated are you going to be to get a condom? Now, let's just move on to foodborne illness. Every week we hear something is going on with either salmonella, E. coli, hepatitis A, listeria. I've never been stoned. But something tells me that if I were, I wouldn't be singing the happy birthday song for 2 minutes and washing my hands thoroughly. I'd probably be like, dude, oh, hey, this is chill. I don't know what I would be doing. I don't know, but I don't see myself judiciously washing my hands when you're stoned. So it starts to make you wonder that maybe some of the food handling issues could be due to a complacency in hand washing. So we have foodborne illnesses on the rise. We have STDs on the rise. We're hearing that, again, overdoses and suicides. Suicides up. Now, we know that marijuana is linked to depression. Well, depression and suicide kind of go hand in hand. Now, again, I'm not saying we criminalize or we, you know, delegalize marijuana. But what I'm saying is somebody needs to get their head out of their butt and realize that there may be a relationship. And there, trust me, by the end of this decade, the majority of the states will have some form of marijuana, if not all, marijuana ease in restrictions. But, you know, I'd really like to see the numbers. And the hard data of when Colorado legalized it, did they start seeing their spike of STDs before others? But the CDC is reporting, right, in the last 4 years, we have had multiple states turn it around. So, just a thought. Nobody needs to get mad at me. I'm not trying to call for any reversal of laws. But everybody's complaining about STDs on the rise, and they're complaining about suicides on the rise, and drug overdoses on the rise. And their answer is, well, let's go after the doctor. It might be the pot. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Daily Mail is reporting that hundreds of migrants are beginning to self-deport back to Central America. So the hundreds, thousands of people that are starting to coalesce on the Tijuana-Mexico San Diego border are starting to turn back home rather than to continue the stay. Apparently, Tijuana's health department revealed that some of the migrants are suffering from tuberculosis, chickenpox, skin infections, and there have been 4 confirmed cases of HIV and AIDS. They had traveled 4,500 miles, much of it on foot. Hundreds of migrants have already accepted free flights home rather than stay longer because the sports complex that has been their temporary home is filthy. Lice, Respiratory infections are becoming endemic inside the Benito Juarez sports complex, and they say health workers warn that it's a matter of when, not if, an outbreak of serious disease will sweep the labyrinth of tents and tarps that are sheltering about 6,000 people. And this is something we all predicted, that there would be some real nasty disease because you aren't having the most ideal sanitary conditions and you have too many people next to each other, allowing contagious pathogens to pass. Tijuana's health department revealed on Thursday that there are cases of migrants suffering from tuberculosis. Now, tuberculosis, we used to call consumption. That was the deadly, or is, a deadly lung disease. People are coughing up blood. It's very, contagious, and it could kill you, as would any sort of pneumonia or lung infection. Chickenpox, skin infections. Remember, a lot of these people aren't vaccinated. They say now there's a risk of a hepatitis outbreak. Well, just like what we had seen in San Diego last year with the homeless population, if you don't have proper sanitation, it's very easy to get, feces bacteria on your food. And you're looking at these tents, it just unfortunately looks like you're going to have kids and people who are weak succumb to some pretty bad disease. So they say the facility is 100 feet from the Mexico-U.S. border, and it has become the last refuge for members of this human convoy who fled Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador about 6 weeks ago. Now, of course, this ignited a political storm. Donald Trump, President Trump sent U.S. troops to the border. But the asylum applications, many of them are going to qualify for asylum, but it's just, they can't really do, America can't do more than about 40 to 80 cases a day. And we want it to be a methodical process. Every time the FDA does an expedited, we'll let this one pass. Everybody freaks out going, but wait a second, did you check side effects? Did you check risks? Same thing. People who are, plotting evil, the best time to come to America is not when, I stand out. It's when you could be a wolf in sheep's clothing and there's a lot of attention and PR issues and public outcry. So they say, Okay, fine. Asylum, fine. We'll take you. And then they don't get vetted. So Mexican officials revealed that about 200 migrants volunteered this week for repatriation, with more than 100 having already flown home from Tijuana's airport Monday. They said 98 had to be removed forcibly after Sunday's violent clashes at the border. U.S. agents were accused of firing tear gas at a crowd of migrants, but I guess that also happened in previous administrations, such as Obama. So there was a lot of, criticism of that. But, the problem we have here is, we don't have it doesn't have to all be on the U.S., but we don't have a proper, we really don't, and this is where I agree with Donald Trump. We don't have a smart, common sense immigration plan. We don't have areas where protocols where if we do have people that decide to come in droves, we have money, we have shelters, we have food, we have places. We can do that for small amounts of people. And, boy, we give a lot of resources to people coming in seeking asylum. But everybody and their mother can't come to America if they have to seek asylum. You need other countries involved in helping, because there's only so much America could do. And when you have people coming in with tuberculosis and all that, there's cries to do what we used to do with Ellis Island. If you're sick, no, you can't come in. You can't spread disease in our country. Now, on the flip side, as a doctor, I'm like, okay, if he's sick, bring him over here so I can treat him. That's why you don't have everybody in agreement. I took care of people and I have no idea what their immigration status was. I didn't care, because I'm a doctor. You're sick, I'm going to take care of you. You're a human being. I don't care what your papers say. The thing is that's easy for me to do when I'm not paying the bills. Well, money has to come from somewhere. So apparently you hear constant coughs and sneezing. There's stench from toilet wafts across the camp. You smell rotting trash, tobacco, even cannabis. So, in fact, people trying to volunteers are wearing masks to avoid the stench and avoid getting sick. And then you see health workers trying to take out the lice in these kids' hair. There's been cases of pneumonia as well. So, many of the migrants are starting to consider going back. And that's tough, having made that trek. You know, but it's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Also dangerous is this Ebola outbreak in Congo. We are now being told it just became the second largest ever, and we knew this was coming. According to Huffington Post, the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is now the second largest in history, according to figures from the World Health Organization. Since the outbreak was declared August 1, 426 people are suspected or confirmed to have been infected, and thus far the death toll is at 242. Now, the reason why it is already reaching the rank of being the second. Now, the first, of course, was the one that killed 11,300 people, infecting 28,000 in 2014 in West Africa. But the reason why this is coming in number two is because they don't have a good hold on containing this sucker. There's been a lot of issues. There's been a war zone. There's been violent protests, often interrupting the efforts to control the disease. There's also been an uptick in community resistance to the medical operations. They say these are often staffed by international responders whose outsider status sometimes elicits fear and distrust, especially when there's, you know, these are places like Butembo and Katwa, and they're really nervous about, you know, other sort of, you know, modernized countries coming in and helping. So this threat of terrorism as well that happened on the embassy in Kinshasa also is limiting a flow of responders coming there. So case counts are climbing. If these people don't get contained, they could give it to other people. And as you know, Ebola is spread by bodily fluids. So if you're sweating and sitting next to them on a bus, or you sneeze or cough, etc., you know, somebody touches urine, blood, there's a chance for transmission. They say infants and children are getting infected at alarmingly high rates. And the numbers we're being told are an underestimation. So the World Health Organization's Assistant Director General for Emergency Preparedness and Response, Mike Ryan, stressed that although the international organization knows its strategy will work, there is no, quote, magic bullet to extinguishing the outbreak. Now, 30,000 people have been vaccinated to stop the disease. That was only able to be deployed at the end of the outbreak because we were just working on developing a vaccine. I mean, the problem with us is we were caught with our pants down a few years ago. You know, Obamacare had made some changes. And again, I'm not blaming this on Obamacare, but there was less of a drive for R&D, right, when the Obama administration took over and had this kind of anti-pharmaceutical stance. So then all of a sudden, Ebola, which has been around since the 70s, starts to, you know, exponentially, it starts to outbreak, and we really didn't have, you know, a vaccine, nor anybody really jumping to the plate to make one. Because whoever didn't get the contract just now spent millions upon millions of dollars trying to develop something. And then we were told in America when we had our first case of an immigrant that went to one of our hospitals in Dallas, I think Thomas Duncan, that we were out. We ran out. He was our first case. So, it doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a court appearance in New York City this morning by President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen, Cohen's lawyer told reporters,
Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate.
Cohen entering into a new plea deal with federal prosecutors in the Russia investigation, telling them that negotiations over a major Trump real estate deal in Moscow did run through the 2016 presidential campaign and beyond. President Trump says of his former attorney,
he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it.
The president speaking to reporters as he was leaving for the G20 summit, which starts in Argentina tomorrow. He's expected to meet with the Chinese president, and the Kremlin says his meeting with the Russian president is still scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this story got some headlines and grabbed some attention. There's a nurse out of Missouri. I call it Missouri. You could call it Missouri. I don't care. Whatever. But she was fired, we're being told, for refusing a flu shot. And a group of protesters has gathered outside of Mercy Hospital South in St. Louis to protest the hospital's policy that requires employees to receive a flu shot, claiming at least one nurse at the facility was fired after she refused to be vaccinated, citing religious reasons. Nelia Achaband, who organized the protest, told Fox 2 a nurse at Mercy Hospital South was terminated after she requested an exemption from the policy on religious grounds. The hospital allegedly refused to grant the nurse's request and terminated her shortly after. They say Mercy has a policy that says that they accept religious and medical exemptions, and yet in practice it appears they are not accepting them. They're denying them. Now, she said, here at Mercy South, this nurse knows of no other doctor or nurse who actually was granted the religious or medical exemption. And frankly, here we're focused on the religious exemption because the nurse chose rather than being coerced in receiving the shot. Now, you see, this is where you would see, think the ACLU would be coming to bat. And nope. Ashaban wrote on Facebook that the protest was not about the efficacy of flu shots or myths or a pro or anti-vaccine conversation. I think there's a typo there. She says about Mercy's denial of all religious and medical exemptions for their employees and their draconian measure of terminating those who do not give in to their policy. Okay. So a spokesperson for Mercy Hospital South told Fox News that the hospital approved the majority of the 170 exemption requests it received this year, many of which were accepted for meeting valid medical religious exemption criteria. In total, Mercy Health System employs more than 44,000 people. She says the point of our flu vaccination policy is simple. Protection against the flu virus saves lives, especially most of our most vulnerable patients. Requiring healthcare coworkers to be vaccinated for the flu is a best practice across the United States to ensure the safety of our patients, coworkers, and community members. Mercy revised our flu vaccination policy several years ago and requires compliance with the policy by all Mercy coworkers as a condition of employment. So I find law very fascinating. And let me just continue really quick before I give you my opinion here. She says, those coworkers whose exemption requests are not accepted will be notified this week and in accordance with our policy will not be permitted to remain employed without receiving a vaccination. This is an important step in protecting our patients, visitors, and coworkers. She added, noting the hospital's policy regarding a mandatory flu shot is the same as most hospitals across the country. Okay, so what we're dealing with now, and again, I'm not trying to take one side or the other, but we have to look at all sides here. First, whenever a hospital has a policy, and there's a policy in place, that means they have this policy because either the government requires it for certain, you know, reimbursements, etc., or they have to avoid getting sued. And a hospital that does not have a vaccination policy may be at risk. You know, that one girl that unfortunately died at the university, I forget, was it University of Maryland? You know, the family, you know, thinks the school is liable. And the school is going to have to bring out their policy on what they do for mold or virus, etc. You have to have a policy. The reason why there's all this red tape is because there are people being liable. And so if a hospital is willy-nilly on vaccination practices, they're in trouble. So I hate seeing somebody between a rock and a hard place, whether you're an employee or you're an employer. If you're going to get in trouble for not urging vaccination of your staff, and you're going to get in trouble if your staff get the flu and then infect your patients, and you're going to be liable and you're going to have bad PR and could go under. But you do the opposite where you go, all right, guys, we're going to have a vaccination policy, a mandatory vaccination policy. You get in trouble for that also. Yet you have to give people an option of what to do. There's got to be a right or wrong. Now, same thing with an employee. An employee who is afraid to get a shot. Maybe she doesn't want to get Guillain-Barré like her friend did. Maybe she, you know, wants to get the natural immunity to the flu. You know, a lot of these older people that did not get swine flu back in 2009 were because they were exposed to a very similar strain back in the 50s and had some immunity to it. So you have a lot of people out there that go, look, I don't want to get the flu shot because I want to strengthen my immune system. Now, by getting the flu, I wouldn't recommend that. As a doctor, I recommend the flu shot. The flu could kill. Don't mess with it. But you have a lot of people with those beliefs, and then they do have religious beliefs. So can an employer mandate that they stick something in you, that they inject something in you? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you're going into healthcare, then you signed up for it. You should have known before you went in. And to me, I got all my shots. I got all my vaccines. And I agree. I signed up for that. I knew what I was getting into. But you do have a lot of people where before mandatory vaccination came around, they went into the healthcare field to help people. That doesn't mean they have to, for lifelong, commit to getting mandatory vaccines. What if their opinion changes after seeing somebody get Guillain-Barré or something like that? So this is America. You really can't force somebody to inject something into their body. And my guess is that is going to come up to the Supreme Court. I've been saying that. I don't know when it is. But at some point, you know, the Supreme Court's going to have to weigh in. Is it constitutional? Is it, you know, allowed? You know, where your employer or multiple employers can force you, or schools for, you know, school vaccines. Can the government mandate you get vaccinated? Now, the problem lies is there could be some really nasty diseases. We already have some nasty diseases. We've kept them at bay. But there could be some new ones. And you have some children that can't get vaccinated. You know, the answer everybody says is, well, look, okay, if you want the vaccine, then you give your kid the vaccine, and then they're good. So if somebody doesn't want a vaccine, leave them alone. I get that. But on the flip side, you have some children out there that can't get vaccinated. And so we are hoping by herd immunity to keep things like polio and chicken pox and smallpox shouldn't come back, you know, but a whole variety of these illnesses at bay by vaccinating everybody. The problem is you hear these very rare cases of side effects. Parents freak out, understandably so. And so now we have situations where parents don't want to vaccinate their kids, not all of them. And you have employees going, I'm not going to let you inject something into me. I mean, for me, I never got the flu shot until I got the flu one year. And oh, it was bad. And I'm like, you know what? I got to take care of my kids. I got to, no. Because my kids, I gave the kids a flu shot. But I'm like, for me, I wanted to garner the natural immunity. Because, you know, doctors kind of are pretty resilient because we're exposed to so much. But then I was like, you know what? Now that I'm getting the flu, I better, looks like I'm not, go ahead, get the shot. So I do. I get the flu shot every year. I don't mess with it. But it'll be very interesting to see what ends up happening if these actually become court cases and going up to the Supreme Court. Because what are we allowed to do? You know, are we allowed to say, don't put something into my body or my child's body? Or is it about the community? Who comes first, the individual or the community? And somebody asked, is it right-leaning or left-leaning either way? I don't think that it's really a political leaning. I don't think I could say it's a political leaning that people mandate vaccines. However, a lot of people with religious beliefs are the ones that refuse vaccines. And so that's where there might be a political rift, but it's not really supposed to follow some Democrat or Republican ideology. This is individual versus community. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Brian writes, fainting spells ended when wearing corsets stopped being a regular thing. This is from my wife, he says. So he was, when we were talking about why, you know, women used to faint all the time in movies and things like that, and then you just don't see women faint anymore, you know, and you can now talk about anything like war and, you know, topics like economy in front of a woman and she doesn't pass out like they used to do. He and his wife said it was probably because of the corsets. That does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. It still doesn't explain the 1970s sort of fainting, because we didn't really wear corsets then, but I think women did faint all the time in the olden days. And those corsets stopping your, I mean, Spanx. I can't tell you how many times I'm winded if I'm wearing Spanx. I'm like, don't ever make me sing. You know, many times you guys have caught me sing off key. It's not because I can't sing. Well, maybe I can't sing, but it's because I'm wearing Spanx. And, you know, when you're holding your breath, you know, it's kind of hard to do. So, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Guys, keep your comments coming, your emails, your medical questions, right? Love it. Keep it up. Keep it up. You know, something I've been noticing on Facebook, I love these memes. I think these memes are so funny. So, these memes are like where I hate the term meme is stupid, but you just gotta have these pictures of people. And there's like funny, or they're like pictures from the movie, and there's like a funny still from the movie with a little funny quip. So I found one. I like work-related humor. Work-related humor is some of my favorite to post on Facebook and Twitter. So there's one where there's a guy sitting there. He kind of looks like, you know, from the guy from Me, Myself, Irene, Jim Carrey. And he goes, Roger that, and it says, when your boss starts telling you how to do your job, knowing full well you do the same blank every day. And he's like, Roger that. And, you know, I think that's funny because a lot of us, we work in places where, you know, we're doing a job, we've been doing it right, and then we get schooled on our job. We're like, I like doing that every day. But then another thing that caught my eye was this one. Don't worry about those who talk behind your back. They're behind you for a reason. Now, that's pretty cool, right? Because it's something that I think a lot of us deal with, talking behind your back, you know? Now, I work with Daniel at GCN Network, right? So Daniel's working the dials. I can't talk behind his back, even if I wanted to, because he is connected to me by the microphone, and there's nobody here in my studio to talk about him to. You know, so if I wanted to talk some smack, right, about Daniel, I'd have to just do it on air. Oh, man, you know, the guy, you know, he hits the dials too perfectly, and he's Mr. Perfect, and whatever. I can't talk behind his back. I just have to complain. Just like the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is like the worst news team. They are the worst crew you could ever have in media. They really suck. But I don't talk about them behind their back. I'm just going to tell you. And the reason why I bring this up is I'm doing some self-reflecting, evaluating. I don't like gossip. I do not like gossip. I don't like when people talk behind your back. But the one thing I know I do is I'm just very open about my criticism. I mean, I don't want to give you shade, and I don't want to, you know, make you, I don't want to, you know, make fun of you, but if I think something is wrong, I don't want to go to somebody behind the back and say, oh, I just want to say, okay, I disagree with that. Can we fix it? Now, on one respect, I think that's better because then you don't get accused for going behind someone's back. On the other end, it's too public. And so this is another thing where it's like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If there's somebody you're working with that really sucks, but you don't want to talk behind their back, do you just tell them to their face? You know, I don't like to tell people they suck. What I do like, except the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, they really do. I mean, where are they? I mean, the show is like, what, we're like deep into the show, and they still haven't even shown up. But, yeah, I pay them good. I don't know where the hell they are. They usually come when I'm off air, going, all right, what do you want? What do we do? Oh, Nancy Pelosi's going to win speaker. Oh, I'm like, are you kidding me? We already covered that hours ago. Give me something new. So, yeah. Anyway, but a lot of you guys are in a position at work where poop is happening around you. And I've been there, and that sucks. Where there's plotting, there's planning, and let me tell you right now, if you're in a situation like that, it is toxic, extremely toxic. And if you don't think your position is strong enough to withstand that BS, get the hell out of there. I have seen so many instances throughout my life of places where it's just, oh my gosh, people sleeping with other people, people trying to sleep their way to the top, and then they talk bad about you, or they, you know, mess up your, they literally try to mess up your path. And, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I love people, I love people. And I remember my parents said, when you get older, you're not going to like people that much. I'm like, what are you talking about? I love people. They're funny. They are so funny. There's this meme I got to tell you guys about. Hold on a second. You know, getting off topic here. There's this meme of a dog, okay? This is why I love people. Yeah, true, you got people doing a lot of charitable things and stuff, but I love people who are funny. They have too much time on their hands. And so I guess there's this meme of a dog, if I could pull it up. And hold on a second. This is really good. I like this. I'm sorry. I have to read it to you guys if it lets me. People make me laugh. People who make me laugh, I like. You could be the biggest jerk. You could have robbed a bank. But if you make me laugh. So there's a dog sitting there looking at the beach. And the dog says, "'Tis better to have eaten something and thrown it up and then eaten it again than never to have eaten it at all." 'Tis better to have eaten something and thrown it up and then eaten it again than never to have eaten it at all. I mean, that is some really profound stuff. I got to put that on Twitter. That is some profound stuff. I love that. But the one thing I am noticing is there are some real bad people out there. Now, I don't know if it's mental illness. I don't know if it's that people get bored or that there's some people that are just that type of personality where they like to mess stuff up. You see, I'm a blue. I want everything to be copacetic. I want everybody happy. I want everything going in the right direction. I want everybody benefiting. Now, I may get mad, and I may get frustrated, and then I may, you know, try to recruit everybody and go, guys, can we steer it back on the right track? Can we, like, you know, get our poop together? Come on. And you have some people that just don't want to group up. They just don't want to huddle. They just don't, and so I'm finding the older I get that you really kind of need to find your niche and make sure you're around people that have positive energy and aren't these toxic personalities. And so when I saw that, you know, meme, don't worry about those who talk behind your back. They're behind you for a reason. You know, say that to yourself. If there's people trying to mess with you, it's probably because they're jealous. And if they're jealous, you know, just keep looking forward and moving forward. Don't try to go back and get to their level. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.